You're listening to SBS News.
In April this year, Rahimi Ahmed took his first steps since March 2019 when a bullet tore through his right leg, causing damage to his spine. A milestone in the father of two's long and agonising recovery. He was one of dozens shot when a gunman stormed two Christchurch mosques during Friday prayers, killing 51 worshippers. Rahimi, originally from Malaysia, was praying inside the Al Nur Mosque with his then 11-year-old son. The pair were separated during the carnage.
He just disappeared from me. I tried to search around, but I cannot see him. And then finally, I get one shot. I just thinking, where's my son?
Rahimi woke up in hospital and was informed his son had emerged physically unscathed. But he says for both he and his son, the crippling trauma of that day persists and can strike at any time.
You cannot erase, like we erase the data in the computer, right? It's still coming.
Rahimi is now bracing for those searing memories to surge back. The gunman is set to be sentenced. For bereaved families and survivors, it will mean revisiting the horror in the presence of the man responsible. Christchurch Acting Mayor Andrew Turner says for many, the trauma of that day will return.
For some, this will represent closure. For some, it will reopen some of the thoughts and concerns that people had at the time of the shooting. It'll reopen this for them again. This is going to be big for the city for a number of reasons.
More than 60 people will front the court and deliver an impact statement. The 29-year-old gunman is an Australian male from Grafton in New South Wales who was pleaded guilty to 51 murders and 40 attempted murders. Len Anderson says those charges carry a mandatory life sentence.
It's going to be quite an extraordinary hearing. One of the big questions here is going to be whether there will be an order that there is no parole. In other words, that he must serve the whole of the life sentence in prison.
The New Zealand government has given family members living overseas exemption to travel to Christchurch for the sentencing. Those who can't make it to court can access the hearing via a live stream. Sheikh Rafid Najim was based at the Al Nur Mosque in the 1990s. He told SBS Arabic 24, it is difficult to comprehend what the victims' families went through.
When the massacre happened, we were appalled to hear about it. I booked a flight on the first plane and arrived in the city on Saturday, March 16, 2019, and headed directly to the public hospital. When you meet a family that has lost its breadwinner, it's very painful. You will not be able to realize that amount of pain unless you try to cope with this event, as if you yourself lost a member of your family.
Indian-born Mazharuddin Syed Ahmed was praying at the Linwood Mosque when it came under siege. The father of two witnessed seven people die that day, including a close friend.
He was shot that day, so, and his daughter was just one year.
Confronting the gunman won't be easy, he says, but he feels it's his responsibility to help bring justice to his friend and the 50 others who lost their lives. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.